Hi, Jody. Geez, I get to see you again. I thought we lost you for a while. Nice to have you back.
Rick Elvis just said that he noticed that shots were coming from further away, not as many in the slot. Did you notice that as well? And is that one of the things that you've been working on?
Yeah, more so in the second and the third. I didn't like the first period at all. I didn't like our puck management. So 5-on-5, we gave up 8 chances in the first, and then we gave up 6 the rest of the game because we started to play the right way. So, but I really liked his game. I thought he was solid, excuse me, and calm. I really liked his game. But we want to take away the speed coming through the middle, and we want to protect the front of that net. And if you do that, we'll give them the outside shot all day. And then you've got to win the races and the battles for the puck. But yeah, that's what we want. I really want to emphasize that we want to become a pressure team. And that's pressure with the puck, but that's pressure without the puck. They get it. Man, we want to go at them. We don't want to give them time and space. The league is too good for that. And I know where that team is in the standings. They are a really, really good rush team. And when you let them play a three-quarter ice game, like turnovers at the blue line, they made us pay a little bit in the first period. When we started to play the right way and took what they gave us in terms of can't carry it in, just get it in and let's go to work. And you saw how many chances we created from the tops of the circles down because we're really good that way. So I want these guys to start to understand we got a good team here, and we do. And we got to keep pushing. This is what we're going to do.
Rick, you know about this team's third period woes you've discussed.
That was before I got here.
Not worried
about it.
Did you address that in the second intermission?
No, I just addressed how I want us to play. I don't worry about that. That's in the past. I know how I want us to play, so that's all the bottom line.
I guess building on that, how would you assess the third period? Because around here, that was maybe the first time I've seen this team play hockey all the way to the end. That's how you want
to play. Listen, you got to play the right way. If you're down 10-0, just play the right way all the time. You know who told me that? Al Arbor. He kept saying, don't worry about the score. Play the game the right way. And I've always remembered that. And that's right. You just keep pushing. This is the league. You take your foot off the gas, you're in trouble. I don't care who you play. There's too many talented players on every team, and they've got them. So you just got to keep playing the right way, and then we're going to keep pushing them.
You made a change defensively. You switched to Branson and Fabro. I was wondering, what did you see in that, and did you like the new pairs as the game went on?
Yeah, I'd leave that. Mike does that, and he changed, and we talk about that. But Mike's got to have a feel for that. And, you know, Goody hasn't played very much, right? So he needs a couple of periods to get his feet underneath him. Really like Severson. Severson played really well, too. So I always like having those three righties and the three lefties. The puck moves better. Right, starting a forehand, you can snap it up. You see the ice better, so that helped too. But both those guys, that helped a lot tonight.
I don't think we've asked too much about Zach Werenski yet. Just as a player, I mean, this is 2 games.
No, this is an elite player. right? This is an elite player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you got to watch him play. Yeah. Television, yeah. What's it been like to see him live on your team?
His poise is unreal. His hockey IQ, how calm he is with the puck, and how well he sees the ice. He never puts his partner in trouble with a bad pass or a panic pass, right? He never does that. He buys time to give himself time to make a play. Tremendous IQ, hockey IQ, tremendous poise. The skills jump out at you. The compete jumps out at you, but those are the things that I really watch, that I look for. And he's a treat to coach, he's a treat to, he'd be a great partner to play with. I think Jody Shelley could play with him.
Do you recall a defenseman who's made it look easier than he does, just the way that he glides?
Well, I've been fortunate over my career.
That's what I was, yeah.
And we've had Ray Bork, and we've had Victor Hedman. But listen, he's elite. He is. There's no question. I love watching him play the game because there's no panic. And he's one of those guys that he looks like he's completely surrounded in, right? There's nowhere to go. Finds nowhere to go, right? Yeah. Doesn't throw it away. That's what I mean about not putting your partner in trouble. Sometimes you feel crowded out there, and you take it. You take my problems. He never does that. He just knows how to calm it down. He's elite.
And that Monahan line, Johnson's come to life, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
It's a combination of players.
Yeah, listen, Brad. Ken Johnson's, I love his hockey IQ. Another guy. It's great, great hockey IQ. And Monty's been great with them, and I really like the way they look, right? You can put them out there against the best lines. They're still creating offense. So I thought Ken Johnson, the last couple of games, I've been thrilled with how he's played.
Last one, your first chance to see Ellis Merzlikens line, just look, how poised did he look to you?
Who's that?
Merzlikens,
yeah.
Your goalie.
Yeah, yeah, you know, loved him. He was calm all night, you know, and he was mad at the goal that went in, but he made some big saves. Again, some of those turnovers we gave up in the first period, he saved our butt, right? He did. I thought he was very calm. I thought he was outstanding tonight. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Practice at noon tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
What'd you say?
Practice at noon.